Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report, and today we are joined by Frontier Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent specializing in livestock, Rod Schaub. Good morning, Rod.
Good morning, Audrey.
You came out here in this mess to talk to me.
I
feel really good about myself
now.
I have
a responsibility. We need to do this.
Well, so. Okay, fine. You came and talked to me because you had to, but you've also been out dealing with looking after your cattle and everything else in this mess.
Yeah.
Which takes us to our topic today.
Right. We're going to talk about cold stress. And I know I'm a week or two late on this topic, and hopefully we won't need to use any of this information for the rest of the winter. But unfortunately, we're only in the middle of January, and sometimes it gets really cold in February and in early March. So we'll see. Well, you know, cattle, they're the most comfortable when they're in their thermal neutral zone, and that's when temperatures are really neither too cold or too hot. Okay, during the winter months, though, cattle experience cold stress anytime the effective ambient temperature, which includes the wind chill and humidity, when it drops below the cattle's lower critical temperature, and the animal's lower critical temperature is really influenced by the environment as well as the animal factors, which include the hair coat, the body condition, so you know how what level of fat they have covering their body. And so in wet conditions, cattle that are in good body shape, good condition, will start experience cold stress at 59 degrees. And that's a relatively mild fall day. But remember, that's when they're wet. Now, if we let cattle go for a while, if cattle have time to develop a heavy winter hair coat, then their lower critical temperature under dry conditions is about 18 degrees Fahrenheit. So what does cold stress do? Cold stress actually increases the maintenance energy requirements, okay? And those energy requirements go up approximately 1% for each degree below their lower critical temperature. So this past week, their energy requirements may have increased 25 to 30%.
That sounds like my coffee needs for this past week. Good grief.
Just think about how that's, because that's what keeps them warm.
Yeah.
You know? And so when you have these increased maintenance energy requirements, that means when it's cold outside, there's less energy for them to gain, or for them, which is going to affect average daily gain. It's going to affect milk production. It's going to increase the amount of feed needed to get the same gain, and it's going to increase the number of days you're going to have to feed cattle if you're trying to get them to a certain weight.
Because they're burning off every calorie they have just to stay walking around at this point.
Absolutely. It's their maintenance requirements. And, you know, think about that. If 18 is their lower critical temperature with a dry coat, and we have to think about the wind chill and those kinds of things. And we had wind chills that were minus 25. You know, all of a sudden that's getting close to 40% of an increase is what they really needed. So, but I do want to say this. Cold temperatures only affect energy needs. They don't affect crude protein needs. They don't affect mineral needs or vitamin needs. But they affect energy. And a good source of energy, of course, is grain. Okay. If you want to find out more about animal comfort, go to the Kansas Mesonet website. That's mesonet.k-state.edu. Once again, mesonet.k-state.edu. When you get there, click on agriculture and then click on animal comfort. And there you can get the current animal comfort conditions, as well as a 7-day index, comfort index for the future, okay? So you'll see what it goes out for 7 days. So be thinking about that in this cold weather. You know, cattle, that they need some help. They need wind breaks. If we can bed them down, that helps as well. But anyway, that's kind of what we wanted to talk about today. Until next time, let's try to stay warm.
try to stay warm. That's the key word, is to try. I watched some video. A popular thing now is the miniature cattle. Oh, they're so cute, and oh, they're pets. Like, no, that's a cow, and you need to take care of it as such. And this is information that people who haven't been exposed to livestock really need to know.
Well, and it's not a whole lot different from your dogs and the cats that are outside, you know, if they're outside pets. You know, we try to take a little extra care. We make sure they have all the water they need. We try to make sure they have feed. We have a, give them protection. Mm-hmm. You know, we bed their bed, you know, their boxes down and that kind of thing. So,
Possums and raccoons, they've all decided to come and live under my house, I guess. So, okay, you can't wear shoes, but still, give me a break. Well, thank you, Rod. We really appreciate it. Just because they've got a fur coat doesn't mean they don't need a little extra attention. So,
absolutely.
Thank you. Now, you take care of yourself out there in this nasty mess. So.
All right.
We'll catch up with you next time. Coming up Monday morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Adult Development and Aging and Family Resource Management Agent Janae McNally.